It's another top 10 worst.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
The Vince Wild Show.
All right, well, this is fun, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Let's have a look. This is the top 10 worst Christmas specials. I mean, there's a lot of them. You know, there's a lot of really bad. All right, well, let's see what they say on this top 10 list, and maybe we won't be completely horrified that nobody knows what the hell they're doing. I guess we should start at number 10. This is actually a lot longer. Holy crap. Okay, this is top 25. Number 25, Barney, The Night Before Christmas. Shouldn't that be number one? This is Barney. 24, The Star, 2017. I haven't heard of that. Oh, come on. Santa Claus is Coming to Town doesn't belong on this list. Already we have a problem. Santa Claus is Coming to Town does not belong on this list. Okay, it's one of those classic claymation series. I thought it was fun. I mean, you don't watch these movies to get Casablanca. 22, I didn't even know this was a movie. Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July. I mean, how are you going to... You're never going to duplicate the original magic of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You're just not. It's an all-time classic. It's on somebody's channel every year. Let's just move on. 21, Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas. Some people say this isn't that bad. I haven't seen it, though. I don't know. That's not what I'm familiar with. 20, The Nuttiest Nutcracker. And so here's a comment from one user. Wow, this movie is just so insane. It's just so chaotic with all of the ugly, unneeded characters. As far as the story goes, it sounds like a Wattpad fanfic made by a 10-year-old. Just no. Basically, how the story goes, there's an uncanny valley Barbie doll called Marie who wants to marry a nutcracker but is upset about Christmas because her parents are stuck in a blizzard being the entitled brat that she is. Meanwhile, literally out of nowhere, these anthro nuts pop up and explain the origin of the nutcracker to this ugly peanut kid with this unsettling, twitching body. His body moves like he's having a stroke half the time. There's also a Jamaican nut, low-budget comic relief cashew, grandpa, I can't say that, stereotypical Sheriff Peanut, and Miss Lady Almond, who, keep in mind, was given an oddly human body compared to the other nuts. So this is all with different kinds of nuts, basically. It's, oh, my word. Who watches that? Who's like, oh, yeah, no. Kellogg's Holiday Movie, haven't seen it. Second Christmas, Teen Titans Go. Does everybody have to do a Christmas movie? Is it just required? The Grinch. I mean, I've seen it once. This isn't the cartoon, this is the movie. So it's not really in the Christmas special venue. It really betrays everything that was amazing about the original book and special. I hate it to no end. And I can't read the rest of these comments. It was creepy. But then the Grinch is creepy. I don't know. The Swan Princess Christmas. Haven't seen it. This I didn't know existed, and this is wow. Home Alone 4 is number 15. I remember that this cash grab was poorly written, terribly acted, and a horrible sequel through and through. Yeah, I didn't even know this was a movie. Home Alone 3 I was mildly aware of. Don't believe Roger Ebert's testimony that it's better than the first two. It's not. I think Ben would probably agree that they shouldn't have done the first Home Alone movie. See, I don't mind the first one. The second one was a repeat. It was like a remix of the first. Not really the greatest, but what are you going to do? Christmas Danger. No comments on this. I haven't even heard of it. Doesn't even come with a picture. Number 12 is Fa-La-La-La Rooney. I don't know. Let me read the review and see where it takes us. I mean, this is a journey, right? It was at this point that I officially started to realize why this show is so hated and feel like I should hate it too. Keep in mind the fact that the actress who played Jenny Keene in this episode, Ella Anderson, is also Henry Hart's bratty sister Piper in Henry Danger. And even before this episode, she was a bratty, angry orphan in A&T Farm. So basically, every character she plays is a brat. Makes me wonder if she's really that bratty in real life. Also, let's be honest. The toilet humor in this show wasn't too severe until this episode. Of course, because if you're going to take a dump, do it on Christmas. Same thing with the mean-spirited undertones and bad writing. But ever since this episode, Liv and Maddie seriously took a nosedive in quality. So, I don't really know what Fa-La-La-La Rooney is. I don't. And I'm completely happy with that based on that review. 11, Christmas with the Cranks. This is one of those... this has been on a couple of top 10 lists that I've looked at. And honestly, Tim Allen is usually pretty good. But everybody's complaint is none of the characters are likable. And that the movie is awful. I might have to make myself endure it just once. See, now this is another one. This has been on other lists as well. And I actually have this movie. I got it from my wife last year and we haven't watched it. Now I'm going to have to watch it to find out if they're really not being fair with it. The Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas. I haven't seen it, you know. A lot of people argue that it's the Beauty and the Beast with a Christmas atmosphere. It's the same plot. It doesn't make any sense otherwise because we all know how Beauty and the Beast actually ended. So why is he a beast again? No sense, right? The true meaning of Christmas, Teen Titans Go. No, I'm just going to move on from that. The Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause. I agree. Number 8. At this point, Tim Allen didn't give a crap anymore. He just didn't. He was over it. You know, I don't know if he had to do a third one in his contract or what the story was, but it didn't hold my attention. I watched it a couple times. I don't really remember exactly what it was about, except that there's a rival with Jack Frost, who I happen to think the Jack Frost character from Rise of the Guardians is the one that we should be looking towards, not whatever this is. Eric Snyder once quipped about this trilogy the first time with enthusiasm, the second time with affection, and the third time for a paycheck. That's accurate. The second one, I didn't really like that either. The first one is the go-to, I think. Olaf's Frozen Adventure. You see, now I'm going to have to go off the beaten path here. Christmas does not need to have anything to do with religion nowadays. Yeah, that's working out great for us. Let's pretend God doesn't exist, and boy, whew, we're doing a bang-up job. Aren't we? Yeah. Wow. That's a time. It's just a time we can have fun. There's no such thing as Christmas in the Bible. Who said there was Christmas in the Bible? Christmas is a celebration that started to appear a lot more in the 19th century. Okay? It was something that was gaining huge traction overseas, and America realized it could make big money off of it. And yeah, it was commercialized. But people have always recognized Jesus' birth. Just because something isn't in the Bible doesn't mean it can't be a part of Christian tradition. This person's an ass. It was just for Christians to ruin holidays celebrated by Romans and Celtics. You know what? No. Okay? All right? I'm sorry that your blessed celebration of Saturnalia and Yule aren't as widespread, pal. But what you are is just a bitter guy angry with God. That's it. As far as Olaf's Frozen Adventure, it's a Disney film. It's very angry. And it's not any good. So that's number 7. Number 6, Dexter versus Santa Claus, Dexter's Laboratory. Again, not a series I'm familiar with. Everything about this Christmas episode just screams mean-spirited. I get morals aren't the point of every cartoon, but here, it isn't just the broken Aesop that's the problem. Probably more than half the episode just outright infuriated me. Ranging from, but not limited to, Dexter sucking at rapping about Santa not being real, his stupid theory that Santa is just his mom and dad posing as him in spite of all the glaring flaws in his thesis, enacting animal cruelty by pulling a reindeer's antlers out by force. Yeah, put this one at the bottom of the barrel and burn it. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Now, this is one of those films that people used to like when they were younger, but now as they are older, it is not a film that they think is actually that great in retrospect. The same can be said of Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. People have told me, oh, don't pick on that movie too bad. When I was a kid, I actually really loved that movie. Yes, I realize how campy it is now, but no. It's a movie with ADD, and it's got multiple plots happening. It's very hard to follow it. 4 should not be on the list. 8 Crazy Nights. And the problem with the people that review this particular film is that, one, they want everything to be Christmas because they think they hold the market on it. 2, there's adult humor. Because it's not a kid's cartoon. It's not. It's an adult cartoon. Hence the adult humor. Are we going to watch Bad Santa expecting some sort of meaning of life moral to it? Are we bringing the kids to that? Because if we are, we got to sit down and have a discussion. I liked 8 Crazy Nights. It does not belong on this list just because people can't deal with the fact that not every cartoon is for a kid. That's not my problem. Number 3, The Christmas Tree. A lot of people claim this is the worst special of all time. It looks like one of those dated B-movie style TV shows. Some people say so bad it's good. You always win when you are good. No, you don't. That makes no sense, not even for Christmas. Number 2, A Star Wars Christmas Special. Or a Star Wars holiday special. I've seen it. I think every Star Wars fan has seen it. It is now available on Blu-ray. It was pretty bad. First of all, it's so disconnected. It was like a movie with ADD doing blow. It was so hard to follow. And yeah, your beloved characters are there. But really, this was just like, hey, don't let people forget about Star Wars. I still got 2 more movies to get out. It's going to take me forever to do them. Christmas is called Life Day. To this day, you can play Star Wars The Old Republic. They celebrate Life Day. And there's snow and overheating droids and all kinds of cool stuff. It's actually pretty fun. Not fun. And the number one worst Christmas movie of all time is Rhapsody Street Kids Believe in Santa. I know nothing about this movie either. But here's one review that's particularly interesting. I found this piece of crap on YouTube. I can't believe it had Jodie Benson, the Little Mermaid, Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson, Milhouse, Ralph Wiggum, blah, blah, blah. Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, Paige O'Hare, Belle from Beauty and the Beast 91, and Gray DeLeese, the voice of Vicky from Fairly Odd Parents. If you watched the Nostalgia Critic review, you can see how bad this special is. And apparently a lot of the things I've added this list were reviewed by Nostalgia Critic. That's a coincidence, by the way, just pointing that out. Absolute worst thing about the special by far is the animation. It makes Food Fight look like a Pixar film. How do they manage to mess up this badly? It's unbelievable how something with animation this bad could be allowed to exist. What happened here? Well, apparently they spent most of their budget on hiring well-known voice actors, Mark Hamill, Nancy Cartwright, and even Jodie Benson, although her character in the special is more tolerable than Ariel, so it's a step up for her. Yikes. The animation is so bad that it's hard to look at. They move in ways that no human beings move. It's just so horrible. It hurt my eyes looking at it. Holy mother of God, this is a monstrosity. The animation makes Norm of the North look godly. So there it is. We got through it. Another top 10. I need a beer.
Press 1. Press 1. Press 1. Press 1. Press 1.
Number 1.
The Vince Wilde Show.
Folks, folks, Merry Christmas.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big?
Bend over and I'll show you.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Here comes Santa Claus.